Does the brain create its own morphine? Absolutely. Does the brain create its own wine? Absolutely. Does the brain create its own ecstasy? Absolutely. And I'm not talking about the drug ecstasy. Meaning, can the brain create or recreate any substance in the world? Absolutely. So now, wake up. This is a biggie. Why would the brain have steroids in it? They're basically body entities. No. Here's the reason. We'll go back to the frontal lobe. When we deliver a picture here to the frontal lobe, be that picture the past, the present, or the future. Don't go to sleep. Whatever we present here, the frontal cortex is bathing in neurons that contain all of the amino acids in every form. What does that mean? That means that, see this place here where we've always focused from? Right behind it, it is as if there are every nerve ending in the entire body is sitting there, and they all contain with them the whole body. The whole body is sitting as negative to the frontal lobe. And whatever picture appears there holographically then automatically turns them on. That means, why does visualization, and I mean visualization, focusing on your card, focusing on your list, why is it so important? Because that's primary consciousness and the first reality. Why would I say that? Unless you are healed in your brain, your leg will never be healed. And the idea is that if this brain contains all of the essential amino acids, all of the peptides, everything that makes up a body, it means that it's got the adrenals in its brain. It's got everything there. That whatever we put in our brain, we actually affect in the brain, and the brain makes a copy of it chemically. Are you with me? If you visualize that you are well, contrary to that you're not, because health is its own issue of redemption. But if we visualize, finally get with it and say, no, you're going to get well. And you put the picture there, and you're all behind yourself. Your body's behind you, your personality's behind you, your brain is working, you're doing it. You are at one with self. And you put the picture there of your wellness, with that much unifying focus, then in your brain, you have made the marvelous healing already, because you change the structure of the cells that are duplicated in the body. What we heal in the brain, we neurologically and neurochemically heal in the body. If you don't heal it in the brain, you are never going to heal it in the body. So we must make then the duplicate. We must make the voodoo doll. We must make the ghost of ourself appear so completely, and to focus it so completely in a dimension that we cause the brain itself to actually push all of the buttons and get all the chemicals ready that make it happen in the body. We must first dream it in primary reality, even chemically, before chemically it can become so biophysically. And I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. Remember I told you at the beginning of this talk that all realities exist simultaneously. You are not doomed to your DNA, nor are you doomed to that which has termed your class, your culture. You're not doomed to heredity unless you are proved to be so. What we can do with our brain is unfathomable. We only must have respect for the common thought of will. When we have that, we do the marvelous, because whatsoever sits in that frontal lobe, it is primary reality. It is going to affect the body, and it's an emotional criteria as well as reality itself. You can heal anything. Put it there. That is why when you go out on the field and you're focusing on that card, and suddenly the card and its reality is the only thing exists, not the fence, not what time it is, not how long you've been out there, not that you must find your card, but suddenly nothing exists except the card. That's why you find the card. Because you're imprinted to find it. It finally was truth without ulterior motive. Turn to your neighbor and explain what I've taught you so far.